This is Shuffle, your backstage pass to Northeast Ohio's music scene. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, and joining me is Shuffle producer Brittany Nader. Cleveland's Bright Winter Music Festival returns to the Flats this Saturday after the pandemic forced it to go virtual last year. There will be about 40 bands playing on four stages. I will bundle up and stand outside all day because I just love Bright Winter so much. And Brittany, I know you've never been.
Yeah, I've never been to the festival. I think for all the reasons you were saying, I was like, it's cold and I'm a big baby in the winter, especially, you know, going from like the Akron area up to Cleveland, it always feels so much colder. So just me being a big baby. But I was always really intrigued by the idea of like a winter festival happening, especially in Cleveland where, you know, our winters can be a little harsh. So, you know, what has that experience been like for you going to Bright Winter?
They've made it an experience where you don't feel the cold. There's all these bonfires set up so you can stay warm. There's all the people that you just want to talk to, and there's food and you can drink. And in years past, they have had indoor venues as well in the Flats. So you can go inside and warm up for a bit and then go back out again. So, you know, it's just one of those things that if you're a Northeast Ohioan and you love music, it's kind of in our DNA to just go out there and enjoy yourself despite the weather. So it's always just such a great event. And actually, it was the last concert I attended in 2020 before the pandemic. It was February 2020, and the coronavirus was something we had been hearing about. At that point, we had no idea what was to come. It was something we were talking about at the festival. And then it was almost like, you know, within weeks of Bright Winter, everything shut down and everything changed. So it was like my last memory of a really good time before the pandemic came.
It's cool to see Bright Winter returning and kind of kicking off the year of hopefully a lot more festivals happening.
Yeah, I was so glad to have it come back. You know, last winter, they decided to go virtual with it and put together some programming that could be viewed online. And they did some artist in the round type things. But I think at that point, you know, the vaccines were just rolling out and they didn't really feel it was safe to have gatherings again. So I'm so glad it's back again. And so I talked with Emily Hornack, who's the co-founder of Bright Winter. She went into kind of the history. She started it back in 2010. She said she and her friends were in grad school at Case Western. And she's like, well, we wanted to do something because there was nothing to do in the winter. There was no really fun things to go outside and do. And so she decided to put together a concert.
At one point, thought we were just going to have like a band in my backyard, like in February. And that was going to be it. But we ended up having 600 to 800 people show up for our very first festival down in the Flats. At that point, we thought, well, this idea has legs, like people like it, let's do it again.
Yeah. So when you spoke to Emily, you learned about their selection process for the bands that play the event. And it seems like looking at the lineup this year, there's a lot of new names, but then also some local favorites that are returning to play the festival. So can you tell me a little bit about their selection process?
It's not just any band who wants to play Bright Winter just signs up and plays. Mm-hmm. She said 3 years ago they decided to hire musicians to help recruit new talent to apply for Bright Winter so that they're making sure that this is a diverse lineup. She said they recruit across genres, communities, state, and across the country. And she says no band plays more than 3 years in a row. So if you think, you know, oh, it's just the same old bands every year, she says they are very intentional in making sure that is not a thing that happens.
It's not just one person or a small group of people. It's actually a group of 50 people that listens to and rates every band that applies to Bright, which is about 400 bands every year.
I love the fact that you can go to Bright Winter every year and discover something new. So another thing that Emily touched on was just how much Bright Winter is an experience. It's not just stages and bands playing, but they've really worked on trying to create art displays and exhibitions and everything from just how people stay warm to how people interact. And I thought that was really cool too.
Especially in winter, that's necessary to really focus not just on putting a band on a stage, but what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? You know, what kind of food and drink do you have available? You know, what does it smell like? Because we have bonfires and those kinds of things.
Things have kind of changed this year a little bit as far as like they used to have an indoor component. So what are some of the things that she told you about as far as, you know, being able to stay warm and being comfortable at the event?
She said this year they did have to make some adjustments. So there will be 30 bands and artists performing this year, and it will be entirely outdoors. Usually in the past, they've had tents with art exhibits and a couple of indoor spaces for musicians to perform. They want to be completely safe, so they will have 4 outdoor stages. So she basically said it's pretty much going to be the same footprint. They're just, everything's going to be outside. I don't think that's going to matter because people are just going to want to be out there experiencing live music. The other thing she wanted to make sure that everybody knew is that it is a ticketed event this year, which you can get at the Breitwinner website. One of the bands playing Breitwinner this year is the Buffalo Riders of Akron. This is a band I've really become familiar with over the pandemic because I think they've stayed really active. You actually talked with a member of the band.
Yeah, so I talked to their bass player, Kevin McManus. They're a 3-piece rock band. And it's actually interesting because they played Breitwinner in 2020, the event you attended, right before all the shutdowns happened. But Kevin wasn't a member of the band at that time. So during the pandemic, they really focused a lot in the beginning of it on writing new material and releasing a new album and also changing their lineup. Kevin told me during the pandemic, they were really lucky that they even got to play shows, and they played like nearly 50 shows last year alone.
We happened to be playing on the night when the state lifted its mask mandate. And by the time we released Where the Liars Go in July of 2021, that's when we felt like our little corner of the world had kind of come back. And it was quite emotional to see, I mean, and to have people in one room and enjoying music and having a good time again.
So I know Kevin McManus from the Buffalo Riders has been in the music scene for quite some time. What did he kind of say about this whole experience of being a musician during the pandemic?
Yeah, so Kevin said, you know, COVID really changed the music scene a lot.
I was in a band that came out in not so great of a place on the other side of it. The Buffalo Riders went into the pandemic a totally different look and different personnel and came out with me. So, I mean, I think every artist, every group had some sort of altering experience because of it. I don't know of any groups that came out of it the exact same way and were just like business as usual.
So Breitwinner is the Buffalo Riders' first show of 2022. And, you know, Kevin just said he's super excited to experience this festival for the first time and really excited that the band was invited back.
This could be a nice release for people and a nice way to get back to our old ways, to this thing that we all love.
So as for the lineup, there are 40 bands playing throughout the day on February 26th. And I actually asked Emily Hornack, the founder of Breitwinner, who she's most excited to see. And she's excited about the headliner this year. It's the national touring band called Colony House out of Nashville.
Give me one more kiss before the boys arrive. Nashville to San Francisco is a hell of a drive. But don't worry, the Lord is good when the road is wrong. And we'll be back before you know.
She's also really excited to hear singer-songwriter Ben Gage of Akron, who will be playing this year as well.
I keep writing sad songs, you don't stop listening. Maybe I'll sell one tune that I wrote. Getting moving on east to New York City.
So, Brittany, who on this lineup are you really excited to see?
So I'm excited about Grumpy Plum. They're from Cleveland, and their like bio or tagline is the cutest band in the world, which I think is just adorable. They're a younger band. They have kind of a like a twee indie sound, and they describe themselves, I saw, as slop pop, which I don't even know what that means, but it's kind of like this indie pop, bedroom pop sound that's kind of like hip right now. But a few of their songs really remind me of something that would be on like the Clueless movie soundtrack. It's just sort of that, like, I don't know, fun kind of 90s throwback in a way, but it still sounds very fresh. They're a 3-piece, so I'm really excited to see them. who are you excited to see?
I'm excited to see the Cleveland rock band called Who Saved Who. I've been hearing a lot about them the last couple of years. They played at Akron's Porch Rocker last summer, and they've really been putting out a lot of new music. So I think they're going to bring a big energy to the crowd. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's a garden show. So Bright Winter is Saturday, February 26. It's from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. in the West Bank of the Flats. There'll be four stages. It is a ticketed event. Brightwinter.com. That's where you can get your tickets. Brittany, thanks.
Thank you.
You can find links and more at wksu.org/shuffle. And follow Shuffle wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, WKSU.
Gonna lose. I see you searching for a higher truth.